Second date update.
Brooke, have you ever been on a double date before?
Yeah, lots of times.
Okay, that makes sense.
What do you mean?
I just think, they're mostly for like older married couples and that and voyeurs.
No, I went on double dates when I was like in the dating world in my 20s.
Right.
Like, double dates are fun.
Yeah, you were a voyeur back then. You're like, oh, go ahead, kiss again. I promise I won't look.
Okay, your guys' turn.
Okay. But no, the girl on the phone today actually went out on a double date recently.
Oh, are we going to make fun of her too?
I don't know.
Okay.
Let's talk to her a little bit. Her name's Vicky. Vicky, are you married, a voyeur, or none of the above?
None of the above. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, okay.
You're welcome.
So tell us about the guy that you went out with. What's his name?
His name's Adam.
Okay. Adam. And you went on a double date on your first date with Adam?
Yeah. So we met online, and it's kind of this weird situation. So he had asked me out. He seemed like cute, normal, all of that stuff.
Seemed.
And he, yeah, right? It was a couple of weeks ago, and it was like a Friday night. And so my roommate and I, we made this pact that we have a roommate night.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, like we didn't want to be just like strangers living together. It's important for us to know each other and be involved in each other's lives.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, I see.
Probably
it's no
good.
Boys allowed. It's just you and
me. Gotcha.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's cool.
Okay. So I told him that I would normally go out Friday night, but that's my roommate night. And he was like, what's that? And so I told him, and he's like, that sounds cool. I have a roommate who's also single. Would you be open to doing a double date?
Feels like it falls in the pact.
Kind
Seems
of.
Like it works.
I was like, I don't know. Let me ask my roommate. She was down. So it kind of became this like 80s montage thing. We're like, sure, let's do this.
Dude, that makes sense. That's kind of crazy, though. Like, you're both experiencing this first date together.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's cool.
Okay. That's interesting.
So we got together. We totally had a pact that if they didn't look like their profiles or they were like super creepy and weird, we'd cut out.
Mm-hmm. You guys make a lot of packs.
Yeah.
Like you could just have a discussion. I don't know. I'm
okay, guys, good night pack. You promise you're going to bed?
So what happened the night of your double date? Did they look the way that you thought they would look?
They did. And it went, like, really well. I mean, I thought it went really well. Like,
what did you guys do? You just did drinks or did you do dinner and drinks?
Yeah, we did dinner and drinks.
Okay.
And, I mean, we're just kind of, like, general getting to know you. Nothing, like, really weird. I mean, Adam, like, something I thought was really cool, like he actually spent time in Germany during college, and so I thought that was like really interesting and fun.
Adam's the one you went out with, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
So my roommate Maya ended up going out with Jacob.
Okay.
So everybody just had a good time, so we didn't have to do the like 30 minutes cut and run pact.
Another pact.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they actually ended up covering the bill, which we had the assumption of like, you guys cover your thing, we'll cover our thing. Cause you know, when you're first getting to know people, you don't want to be like, you cover the whole bill.
Right.
But they took care of us, which was great.
Oh, that's
you know,
nice.
We ordered a couple of shots. So it was going really well.
It sounds like it.
Did you end up back at your apartment or their apartment? I mean, it just seems so easy, right? Mm-hmm. Like the roommates, it's more of a party situation.
Oh, there's
less,
a voyeur coming out of
less
yeah,
pressure.
Brooke immediately is like, so let's skip to the good part. When did the clothes come off?
No clothes coming off. No hot tubbing.
Did anything like weird or awkward happen during the date?
Well, okay, so this is the only thing that I can kind of attribute it to. So there was, you know, pool tables where we're at. So we started to kind of play pool. And the only awkward moment I can think of is the guys are kind of doing, like, weird intimate stuff with the pool cues.
Oh, yeah.
Intimate?
Yeah.
Yeah, stick battles. You put them between your legs and then you duel.
No, don't tell me they did that.
I mean, they, you, well, they're
it's
like,
funny. It's well, stupid. Yeah,
you're with guys.
Yeah.
And when guys are around any like long objects, especially with like balls around,
balls? Oh, bro,
I mean,
that's hilarious.
We're going to go for the lowest hanging
that's
fruit.
Why you're single. You
yeah.
don't do
yeah,
that.
That's also true.
but I don't understand. Like, that's a joke what Jose is describing. You're saying they were doing intimate things.
Like, I didn't mean to say like intimate things. I meant to say inappropriate, immature.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Like what I was saying.
Right. Okay. I bet you can't fit this whole pool stick in your mouth,
oh
bro.
My
I was gonna put it somewhere else. Yeah. Yes, but oh, that's okay. Fine.
Yeah, people were staring. I was nervous that we, you know, like I didn't want to get kicked out, and so I kind of said something. I don't think I was rude, but I kind of said something maybe in like a parental tone.
Like, hey,
What'd you say?
I mean, it was just like, hey, guys, come on, let's stop. Let's put it away. Now's not the time.
She's like, okay, everyone, in 3, 2,
I gave you a warning. I gave you a warning.
1.5
Yeah, how did, I mean, that's kind of a weird thing to say to somebody on a first date. Like, how did the guys react to that?
Yeah, kind of spoiled their fun.
Well, they kind of laughed it off, but you could tell the energy just kind of shifted.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sucked the air right out of the room.
Yeah.
I think it's fine, though. Like, you know, you weren't like overstepping your bounds. Like, you're just saying, stop being so mature.
Yeah, they should be flirty with you, not their pool sticks. Like, exactly. I don't understand where their attention's at.
Good point.
It's kind of a build up. First, you build up the confidence with your bro, and then you shift it over to the girl. It's just all that energy work. I know. I get it. It's a tough situation being on a double date. How did it end?
Yes.
So we had obviously arrived separately, and they're like, hey, we're going to go meet a couple people afterwards. We're like, totally cool, great. So they kind of left. They went off with their friends. And Jacob got Maya's number. They exchanged numbers. Adam and I have been kind of texting, but you can tell that it's not the same energy.
Okay.
Yeah, something happened.
And has your roommate gone out with his roommate again?
No.
No. Okay. Neither of you are getting really anything. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Interesting. So you're both getting ghosted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Double ghosted, man.
Yeah.
Jeez. Double date, double ghosted. We're going to try and find out what happened. We'll play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Adam for you, and we'll try and get you a second date update, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Now, hold on. Second date update. Two guys and two girls walk into a bar.
Ah.
It's not the start of a funny joke. It's,
oh, I was waiting.
It's the start of a real life first date. And I don't know, is this the first time that we've ever done a double date on a second date?
I can't remember.
I don't know. I feel like we should have a roommate on speaker or something in the background.
I mean, that's a good question. Do we have to make another call after this to the other roommate? Or, Vicky, are you representing both parties here?
I'm representing both parties.
Okay. All right.
So you're interested in going out with Adam again. Your roommate is interested in going out with Adam's roommate again. That's what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Vicky and her roommate went out with a guy named Adam and his roommate to a bar. Things were going well until they were playing pool, and the guy started doing some inappropriate immature things with the pool sticks to each other like guys normally do.
I don't know that I've ever witnessed that in a bar. I don't know why you keep saying this is so common. I've played a lot of pool, and never once have I seen them use it as a phallic object.
Okay, well, sorry. I was talking about an under 65 bar, so maybe that explains why I haven't seen stuff.
They're using them as canes at Brooks Bar.
But Vicky told them both, hey, boys, you know what? Cut out the funny business. This is a date. No fun allowed.
And then afterwards, it changed the mood.
But now she's hoping that we can get Adam on the line and maybe convince him to give him another shot. Vicky, how you feeling?
I'm feeling confident, but I'm also a little nervous.
And I forgot, have you guys not texted at all, or you tried to reach out, or it's
been... No, we've texted. It just is not as enthusiastic as it was prior to the date.
Okay.
And I'm rethinking about what I said earlier about representing two parties. Like, we don't have to double date in the future. Like, I'm just more concerned about my date with Adam.
Oh, okay.
So much for a roommate pack, but okay.
Well,
we don't only have to see each other Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, let's get you yours. We're going to dial Adam's phone number, and we'll see what he has to say, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Adam?
Yeah, this is Adam. Who's this? Sorry.
Hey, my name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Sorry, did we wake you up or something?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I have a weird day off today. I took a PO day.
Nice.
All right, sounds like you're enjoying it, my friend.
Yeah.
Sleep in, dude.
Wait, sorry, you said this is a radio show? What's going on?
Yeah, we're a radio show, and we're doing a segment called The Second Date Update, where we help our listeners get in touch with people after they've gone out on a date with them and they're getting ghosted.
Ghosted. All right.
Okay.
He's not really ghosting anyone.
Well, yeah, you're not fully ghosting someone.
He's like in the middle. He's going towards the light, but he's not quite fully ghosted.
Near ghost.
Yeah.
But you went out recently.
Chick who has an axe to grind, or what's going on?
An axe to grind?
No.
No
grinding
axes.
No one's
mad at you.
But someone is curious what happened after they went out with you. Her name's Vicky.
Vicky is trying to figure out what happened to me. I mean, we've been like texting kind of.
Yeah, yeah. She said that, but she said that it's been a little lukewarm, and she's wondering
Sounds
if.
Off.
That's kind of weird that she asked a show, like a show. What did she say? I mean,
she said overall she and her roommate had a really good time with you and your roommate.
Oh, they did. Interesting.
Did you not feel that way?
It was a weird. It was not really.
It was weird.
Okay.
Sounded fun.
I know. It was kind of awkward.
we asked her about if there was anything awkward or weird that happened, and she mentioned something about the pool table.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. My bro and I were on, like, lacrosse together, so we were playing the pool, like, just kind of dicking around casually, you know, we're drinking. There's, like...
Pun intended.
Okay. You're forgetting you're on a date with other people and just hanging out together.
No, it's just exactly. Guys will be guys.
Yeah.
We're just really uptight. And, yeah, we're playing pool, but it's my best friend, my roommate. And she just, like, I don't know. She got really aggro, frankly.
Really? Oh, she said she was pretty cool about it and just said, hey, guys, knock it off. Let's play.
Yeah, is that what she's going with? Yeah, I bet to differ.
Going with?
How was it from your perspective?
Unpleasant, aggro, and awkward.
Okay, those aren't three good adjectives.
No, not what you want.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we had a couple more drinks and got a buzz, so maybe it was part of that, but I know, for me, it was a buzz kill.
Oh.
Oh, no.
My buddy agreed, and...
Oh, the bros stuck together.
I'm not sure how much I say, but basically... The table next to us was there were these two hot chicks, and they were, I don't know, with some other friends or something, and they were like, did that girl just, like, chew you out for just, like, chilling with her buddy there? And I was like, yeah, pretty much. It was awkward. We're on a double first date, and
she
just kind of, like, winked and was like, that's not very fun. We're fun. We're having fun here. And
is that the part, like, she said you were going drinking with friends, like, after the date. Are those the friends that you just met?
I mean, yeah. We finished our drink, went around the corner, came back, and hung out with our new hot friends.
Oh!
We heard it.
Ouch.
Oh,
should've
no.
Been more fun, but,
Yeah.
Oh.
Just because of one joke she couldn't take, that's why?
I don't know. I don't have this problem. I turned water into wine. It was fun.
Okay.
Nice. Do I need to ask? Did it go well with the new girls?
No, we don't.
I don't think we want to know the answer to that.
We're still single. I mean, that's the only thing. You're not dating any of those chicks, are you?
Both of us have plans.
Oh, so you have plans again.
Okay.
Oh, no, they got replaced, you guys,
well,
with another couple.
I know.
Yikes.
You said that you turned water into wine that night, but I hate to let you know that water is actually on the phone.
Oh, no.
And water wants to talk to you because Vicky's actually here.
On the phone. You're listening to all this.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not, like, reporting back. Hi, Vicky.
Yeah, water, you there?
She's supposed to be
here. Don't call her
Hi.
Okay.
Whoa. Hey.
Hi.
Sorry.
I was like, you might need some water because you sound like you're still drunk.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Okay, that's kind of like ragging on him again.
Yeah.
Mickey.
And the mom came out. Were you drinking last night? Were you drinking?
I mean, I guess I need to be called aggro again for having an opinion about something, but it looks like I avoided complete jerk store over here.
What?
I mean, you literally, because I called you and your friend, like, tamper it down a little bit because you were using pull cues as, like, phallic symbols on a date with two women, and you're hitting on two other women behind you.
It sounded like the women hit on him.
No, Jeff, why do you keep defending him? It was douchey. Like, all of it was like, I mean, I'm with her. I'm also a woman who's been called aggro a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I'm on your side, Vicky.
Jeff and I are fun and immature. So
yeah.
No.
Let's go get some pool sticks.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know. I feel like you're angry, Vicky. I get it. I'm sorry my word choice wasn't good, but maybe you're just angry and I don't need that in my life right now. You're a great person, but it just didn't feel right.
I feel like you're talking out of both sides of your mouth right now. You're like, you're a great person, but I don't need that in my life.
Yeah.
If I'm such a great person, then what you can say is step up and be an adult and be like, hey, there wasn't chemistry. Thank you for your time. I'm not interested. And go instead of these, like, weird text messages I'm going back and forth. I thought we had a good time. You obviously didn't. Like, be a man and say that.
And also clean your room.
No, I'm with her. I'm with her. Why are you still texting with Vicky? I mean, like, that's obviously leading her in the wrong direction.
Yeah. I don't know. It's still like an exit interview, but I met two hotter chicks that were more fun and interesting and on my level. I'm trying to let you down, but I guess now I've said it like an adult, and I don't know.
It's not really how adults would say that, but okay.
Is that what you would want to hear, Vicky? You would prefer him to text you and be like, actually, there were two hotter, funner chicks at the bar that night?
No, she'd be like, it's more fun.
You guys are
terrible. That's not what I'm saying at all.
You said, be direct with me and tell me that you're not interested.
You don't have to say it that way, Jeffrey. You can still be kind to people. You just say, hey, I'm not interested, period. You don't have to add in the hotter
chicks.
That's like
cold.
It's a lot easier to just leave them on, bro.
You guys are so ridiculous.
So what's going on? Do I still have to participate in this and talk to Vicky, or are we?
Oh my god!
I want to hang up too, man.
Yeah, well,
but it's time though.
First, I need to ask: would you be interested in going out on another date with Vicky? Because we would send you out on that date and pay for it too.
Dude, I feel like it's being a dead horse. I'm just not into it. She's like a mom. I already got a mom.
I'm guessing Vicky didn't want to go out on a date anyway.
Not at all. No.
Okay. Is it bad? He's kind of douchey, but I mean, I'm hotter.
No, he sounds exactly like your type.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you guys want to hang out, it sounds like there's two girls in the room, so.
Oh. Alexis and Brooke?
I won't double date with her.
I'm actually a mother, so.
Yeah, you know, I've been to a few of those. It's cool with me.
No.
Hey. Get the pool sticks ready.
Gross. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.